From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey and a key Syrian opposition group pledged on Saturday to support a complicated and partly secret ceasefire deal agreed upon by the United States and Russia. The U.S. and Russia announced a plan to halt 5 years of war in Syria and for the two countries to cooperate on the fight against terror groups within Syria. After a marathon negotiation with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown.
I think it's a courageous decision. I think it's the right decision. And I hope, likewise, President Putin has made a decision to commit the resources of Russia to try to make sure the Assad regime lives up to its obligations and to work with us.
Mr. Lavrov said he informed the Syrian government about the ceasefire arrangements and Bashar al-Assad's government is ready to abide by them. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's most recent nuclear tests and says it will start discussing new significant measures against Pyongyang. In Washington, President Obama condemned the nuclear tests, calling it a grave threat to regional security and to the international peace and stability. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, said the test was nothing short of nuclear blackmail.
The Council must use every tool at its disposal to change North Korea's calculus. We know that divisions on the Council only embolden the DPRK to further provocation, so we must send a clear, united, and strong message that the international community will never accept a nuclear North Korea.
China responded to the news of the test by saying it firmly opposed such actions by Pyongyang. Meanwhile, China has started emergency measures to monitor radiation and environmental pollution from the test. This is VOA News. North Korea said Saturday it would not submit to U.S. nuclear blackmail a day after shocking the world with its fifth in nuclear tests. The U.S. is exasperated by the strong military steps being taken by the DPRK in a phased way. The North's latest test, preceded by a volley of missile launches in recent months, sparked nationwide a worldwide condemnation. The UN Security Council agreeing Friday on to immediately begin work on a new series of sanctions. The Islamic State is accused of setting off two bombs outside of a shopping mall in Baghdad overnight, killing at least 12 people and wounding dozens more. Iraqi security officials say at least one of the explosions that struck just before midnight Friday was caused by a suicide bomber. Sunday marks the 15th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the United States. President Barack Obama said Saturday in his weekly address, the U.S. would not become overcome by terrorists.
We've strengthened our homeland security. We've prevented attacks. We've saved lives. At the same time, the terrorist threat has evolved, as we've seen so tragically from Boston to Chattanooga, from San Bernardino to Orlando. So, in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and beyond, we'll stay relentless against terrorists like Al-Qaeda and ISIL. We will destroy them, and we'll keep doing everything in our power to protect our homeland.
On Sunday, the annual 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, the president will observe a moment of silence at the White House. Later, he will speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed 15 years ago on September 11th. A boiler exploded at a packaging factory near Bangladesh's capital on Saturday, killing at least 22 people and injuring dozens of others. The blast triggered a fire at the factory outside Dhaka that produces and prints plastic packaging for potato chips and other household goods. An investigation is underway into the cause of that deadly explosion. UN foreign funding has dried up for Haiti's fight against cholera, even though officials believe the illness has been reintroduced in the country by Nepali peacekeepers, triggering a surge of deaths. UN peacekeepers dumped infected sewage into a river. The result led to thousands dying from cholera and many more sickened by the disease. A new report by the independent UN Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights concluded that scientific evidence now points overwhelmingly to members of the peacekeeping mission as the source of the outbreak. For details on these stories and much more news, you can join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.